shouldn't be too hard.
Let's start your date, the 208. I'm Shlomo Roberts.
Right. Good morning, everybody. I'd like to begin with a little short story that I saw in one of the Svarim of Rav Zilberstein Shlita. It's not on the parasha, it's somewhere else in the Svarim somewhere, but it was relevant to our parasha. He brings the following shaila, came to him from a couple. The couple had struggled with infertility, with difficulty, they were struggling, and they decided they need to do something in order to help themselves. They need to do something which a chizuk in the area of ruchnius, and that will give them a yeshua. And then we're kabbal to learn two halachas, I think. He learned Hilchus Chavetz Chaim to Mechazik in the area of Hilchus Lashon Hara. And they did that, and within a short space of time, they saw Yeshua, and they were gebenched with a yingala, with a son. So the wife, the Yoledes, claimed that the appropriate name to be given this child is Yisrael Meir. We get that Yeshua, Duch Glenn, Sifrich of Yitzchayim, Chizik in the air of Lashon Hara, he is the leader in that area, and that's the name you should be giving. And the husband said, what about my Zayda, my this, my that, Zach, Mishpuchazach, and these first you go through your family, and then Zuchman to give names after Gedol Yisrael. Kach Noga Shalaylam. Zizok Yisrael Meir, and Zizok Yisrael Meir, and Ezok, I don't know, whatever name, found some family names. They went to Zilberstein, and it was Parshas Yisrael that they came to, knocked on his door. And he said, the answer is in this week's Parsha. Ironically, it's a vote from the Chofetz Chaim himself. Chofetz Chaim says, we have here, Torah brings the two names of Moshe Rabbeinu's children. I was a geir who was in Midian for many, many, many years, and he wanted to remind himself of that, so he called his son Gershom. Actually, first is Rashi, when Dosan Aviron told of him that what he'd done to the Mitzri, and he had the Gevaldig Yeshua miracle that he was saved from the clutches of Pari. The order is wrong. First of all, because this Hatzolah from Yatzilein Mechera Pari was when he was still in Mitzrayim. Mashenki in the Gera Yisiver Zachir was something a name he gave when he was in Midian. Ein Moleitz, one point. And Svetin said, okay, Obibez, if Yatzilein Mechera Pari is Pesum Nissa. Now we know from Chanukah, from Purim, it's a very big emphasis, and quite rightly so, put on the Yiddish Pesum Nissa. Rabbeinu Shlom, does a person, a private individual, or Klal Yisrael Avada Nissim, that carries a tremendous weight. So why is he giving the name of Gershom Keira Yisrael Zachriah first? First, go in chronological order, mention the Gevaltig Yiddish Pesum Nissa, then that you were a Geir in Midian. So the Chofetz Chaim, I didn't check, but I think it's brought down the Chofetz Chaim al HaTorah. The Chofetz Chaim, when Moshe Rabbeinu was in Midian, he wanted to name his child to serve as a constant reminder that you don't belong here. You're a stranger, don't adopt the ways of this land. You don't here, you belong somewhere else. You're Chelik of Klal Yisrael, you belong in a greater place. And that was something to Moshe Rabbeinu was more important than anything else. To have a child, to have a name, every time he says the name Gershon, to be Stagerdo, you're not part of society. I think the Chizkuni says on the words Ve'elish Shmois B'nei Yisrael, the first words in Sefer Shmois, Ve'elish Shmois B'nei Yisrael, Habo'im Mitzroimo. Not Habo'im, Asher Bo'u, they had already come. So the Klal Yisrael wanted to live in a way that they want, one of his, I think it's his pshat, or somebody else says that pshat, Yitzchak asked the Kasha, he wants to live in a way that we don't belong here. We're strangers, we're migrants, we just arrived. Our boy, we've just come. That we should be as a reminder that we don't belong here. He said, you can see that first and foremost comes a person's got a name which will serve as a chizuk to him, as a reminder to keep him on the right path. That comes before Pesuminissa, that comes before order of events. If this name, Yisrael Meir, will serve as a constant reminder that you will mechazik yourselves in the area of Shmiras Haloshen, and that's what you are zeicher to, this gewaltige bracha of a child, that comes first. Any other family names, that should be after. So he used the Chofetz Chaim on this week's parasha to paskenize the shayla that Yisrael Meir should be the name given. I'd like to move on to a Chassam Sofer, gewaltige Chassam Sofer. It's in the sefer, but it's at the right at the end. It's at the back. It might not be so well known. It's selected in the some sefer, a gvaltig yisoid. He asks an interesting question. Yisroi vayishma Yisroi koyem midyon is kol asha osa lekinu vayish. He heard all about it. All alfas in Yishen he heard about. And he decided to come. Later on, the posuk says, Hashem leparo lemitzroim. Told everything that happened. You saw everything that Kaisal were witnessed and what they went through. And Yoyme Yisrei Baruch Hashem Ashehitzili made the brichas haydot. We'll talk about that Beis Hashem a little bit later. Baruch Hashem Ashehitzil Eschem Yad Mitzrayim Yad Paro. He made the brichas haydot and brichas hagoyim on that soul of Klal Yisrael. Why did Yisrael not make this brichas haydor? If he feels it's in place for him to make a brichas haydor, why did he wait till later on? Why did he say it straight away? As soon as he heard about Kriz Yamsuf and Chavis Amalek and all the other tavers, the hinting, and he waited till he arrived together with the Klal Yisrael, Acha Sipolay Moshe Rabbeinu. Then the player says Yisrael was very taken in by it. Vayichad Yisrael, and he said Baruch Hashem. What's this delay? Why is the Brichas Haydor later on? So some sefer, Grace the Chidushim here. Rabbi say he says Grace Zachen. He says we say Shabbos morning every week Nishmas. And we go through a whole list of things that Rabbi Yishlam does for us, and Mecherev Itzaltonu, Mechloi Ron, Lamon, Dinisonu, Rabbi Yishlam looks after us, and he's Merapar us, and he gives us Yeshuas. But there is one of them which sticks out, which needs a shtickle hezba. And that is, I've seen this gashe before the Sun Sefer, Uvesova Kilkaltonu. And we're talking about struggles, difficulties, people are unwell, or people are struggling, and Mecherev. That the Vayishim, people are going to difficult times, the Vayishim is the only one that gives us the Yeshuas. What's this Misova Kilkalton? What is Shach? Kolchamin Barov Zamton? Barov Zamton is Givalti. There's a famine, and nevertheless, the Vayishim is amazing, that gives us sustenance. But what is Misova Kilkalton? Zodach Sam Seifer, Pshat Sazai. Pshat is Misova Kilkalton. The Ramban states, the Gemara talks about it. Discusses Heichadom Yisurim, famous Gemara that person puts in his pocket, take out 3 coins in it, and he takes out 2. Ramban says Marech, because it's every little struggle, every little difficulty is important to a person, because it's not good, it's not necessarily a good siman if everything's going good for a person. That is not good. So I'll read you the words. She chuneged hateva. That everything should just fit into place and everything should just work out. There's no disappointments and there's no hiccups. Why? It's the chasim shakodesh baruch hu ma'asim lo kfir etzoynoi. Gives him what good for him, what he likes. In order to patter him off in this world. It's not a good siman. When there's struggles, when there's difficulties and it doesn't go so gishmak, that's the best. And in the end, we get what we need. That's much better. That's a much better siman. So the sefer, to me, this is a chiddush. The loshon by mechalkel is a loshon the Boishim gives mitzvah shemilas mechalkel shaloi b'shefa, not in abundance, as much as you need, a little bit more, but not b'shefa. where it says Vechalkel Yosef Lechem Lefi Hatov. Yosef with the Vechalk is used in Parshas Vayigas. Each person does Vechalkel is. So the sova kil kaltonu is that the bracha there, what we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that even though there's a sova, the Baruch Hu doesn't overload us, it gives us so much. Because that isn't always so good. Val ze onu mishabchim barov zantonu v'sova kil kaltonu, even v'sha sviya, he gives us what we need. Oh, but not, we shouldn't chas v'sholom being mekabel ha'olim ha'boi in divel. So getting the treachaiten is a good thing, since that's chas. V'atzim advekim Hashem elokeichem. Hashem elokeichem is midas adinim, midas rachamim. You have rachim because Baruch Hu is also midas adinim, a little bit tied up in them. This man should rachim v'din, tzvukim yachod. Person's always got problems, struggles, chesroinus. And then he gets it in the end, and v'soif, he gets it through his tfilis and adavayda, ma'azman ebedin, os chayim kulchem ayoyim. Then he's gonna, that's this world, and that's next world. Vashayinkin, if he gets everything just on a platter, as it, with no problems and difficulties and struggles, so the Chaim Sofer, when Yisroel heard what happened, Kris Yamsuf and Mon, Allah Gutz Zachen, he was a bit concerned. He was a bit worried. He said a bit worried that the Ulai Kibal no Alideh Olam Olmazet. So Yisroel wasn't so excited. He said, it's very nice, wonderful Zachen the Bohemian is doing. I don't know if he knew close. Whatever. He was a bit concerned. But when it says in the Pasuk, "Vayisaper Moshe lechoyis neis kolash osa Hashem nefalim Mitzrayim al ois kolat lo Hashem mitzosam," he heard about the struggles too, the difficulties. Finishigan and asay life, it wasn't so straightforward. Then Baruch Hashem does like a valdigazach. A person has what he has, and the Baruch Hashem gets him and pulls him on. Oh, but it wasn't so smooth. It wasn't so straightforward. But that is when all Vayichad Yisrael Kolatoiva. Then Yisrael decided, oh, that's good for Klal Yisrael. That bodes well for Klal Yisrael and it's against Zayin Gutz. But till then, when he only heard the goods, he never heard anything else. That Yisrael got Yisrael a little bit concerned and a little bit nervous. This pasuk actually, which we just crossed over, Vayichad Yisrael. But Yichad Yisroi has two pshatim in it, and Rashi brings two perushim. Rashi says, "By Yichad Yisroi, by Yismach Yisroi, he was happy." And the other pshat is Medrash Nase Besoroi Chidudim. He was cringing, Meitzal Imed Mitzrayim, was upset. He was doch shtimmed from me. That's where he was, and that's he was connected with Mitzrayim, and he heard what the Mitzrayim had gone through. So, Be'emes, it's interesting these two pshatim because they're extreme. You know, these pshatim have similarities. This is mamish extreme. So, Saul Pshat brought down the name of Yeshua's Malki, Yeshua Lakutna. He says like this. He says a different lashonus of simcha. One of them is chedvo. This vayichad yisrosh and chedvo. But each one has, it's not a repetition of the same words. It's always, each one's got different meanings and different connotations. Chedva is a word when a person's besimcha, even though he has reason not to be besimcha, he has worries, he has concerns, things are disturbing him, and he's misgaber, and he's besimcha, that's the Loshen Chedva. So we said we find, the Pasuk says that one of the most famous psukim are using that word, is after when Klal Yisrael came back by Sheni, and they saw that they were back in Eretz Yisrael, but they were missing a lot. Those who remembered 70 years earlier how the Beis Hamikdash looked, and they're remembering the Oren and the Shoras Hashchina, which wasn't the same. So Nehemiah said to them, "Al te'otzvu, don't be sad." Klal Yisrael were very, very disappointed. "Al te'otzvu ki chedvas Hashem umuzchem." That, so you can see Chedvas Hashem, the sim is all Losh and Simcha there. So you can see there was a mockum for them to be Batzah because it's not the same by Shein, not by Vishon, but the woman is Gaba, you should be happy that Baruch Hashem you've got so much. So the Losh and Chedvas, so it's very appropriate, it's not Stira. Fakir, these two pshotim are a little bit interlinked. And it's Simcha, or it's a Simcha where Sigvela mockum for Tzah, because, so that's very much Yisro. Yisro was Batzah, but he was Mizgaba and he was happy for Klal Yisrael. But the Shaila is why the Torah finds it necessary to tell us Yisrael's emotions. I understand it's not normal, so Torah doesn't usually discuss too much about people's feelings. This is, Yisrael was happy, was happy, wasn't happy. I mean, is that important to what's going on? The answer is yes. And this is a Gemalti Gavot from the Priskerov. Murdik of Pshat from the Riskerov. The Riskerov says that the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Dalet, on this posuk, next posuk, Yoyme Yisoy, Boruch Hashem Asher Hitzel Eschem. He gives the Brichas Haidah. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Gnai Huli Moshe Veshishim Riboy. It's a Gnai. So Moshe Veshishim Riboy, Shlei Omru Boruch, Ad Shebo Yisroi Vaoma Boruch Hashem. Hold of Klal Yisrael didn't say Boruch, until Yisroi came along and he made his Brichas Haidah. So the obvious question before anything else is, what's wrong with the Shira? Because of that Shira, you know, the what Chazal say about the Shira, the Teres Chaim, the state of Shira, state when Baruch Shem heard Midrash Rabbah, Pashat Dalsik said, "Miyoyim Shabara Kodesh Baruch Esa Oilam, Ve'ad She'omdu Yisrael Ayom Le'imatzinu Azah Shira." When Karisol started, "Kim Shabara Le'Yom Omar Kodesh Baruch Le'Eilo Ayshimatzav." Oh. That's what we say every day. The Baruch said this Shira Sayom was something very, very special. And here's Gnailu Yisrael, what's going on here? So the Teres Chaim on Shas, on that Gemara Sanhedrin is Masbir, that Shira Lechud and Baruch Shadol Lechud. Shira is when a person sees Gevaltik in Nisim, which Klali saw witness incredibly so at the Yom Suf. Zomana Shira, Mazink Shira, the Baruch Shem, what the Baruch Shem did in the chief of Klali saw. Those are Ezach, which Klali saw were exemplary on that. But besides that, there's God different our boss, Shechem Lahidus. A person's been through a difficult time, he's been through either Kodesh and Israfa, or Yerid Hayom, or Chemid Boreos, or he's been with Beis Asurim. That person, that's nothing to do with Shira for the Nisim, Poshet, the Boinshim, Hatim Geratim from the Ace Torah, and he's through, and he's out of it, and he's doing well. That's Fetazach. So the Teres Chaim, that's Chatin the Gemara. Shira, thanking the Boinshim, and wandering and singing the praises of the Kodesh Bochu, Micha Moichu Beim Hashem, that Kari Sol. Did of the Birchus Haidah of Hagoyim Chasim that we do Aleim Azeh, that Karisol didn't do till Yisroi came along and Yisroi said this Birchus Haidah. So Teres Chaim adds that Vaisen Vaisei, we don't find Karisol. And Karisol needed Birchus Haidah because they'd been in Mitzrayim, they were Chayim Shin Srapa as well, they'd been through the Yam Suf, and they were in the Midbar, they weren't out the Midbar. I'm not sure if they're in the Midbar it was Mechayim. Well, there were enough reasons that they were Chayim Birchus Haidah when they didn't make it. So this Chaim brings it that Pshati, it all says that Pshati's Yisroi was mighty Karisol in the Bracha. He made the Birchus Haidah for Karisol, and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Reishu Tes, Erechaim Reishu Tes, Siv Dalet, that you can be made a Brichas Hagoyim with somebody else. I think that's the Shaykhus, the husbands, the wives after a leader. Alright, that's not such a right, because it's the Kizufa can sign. The Isdas and Musig, that a person brought in Reishu Tes, Siv Dalet, a person can make a Brichas Hagoyim with somebody else. And that's what Yisroi did for Klarisot. Avada, we must add here that Yisroi was after he was already eat. Yeah, all right. But strange looking. Targum Yehudson says with the apostle Hail Vav or Zion earlier on that Megayre, he was Megayre. Targum Yehudson on apostle, I think it's one of the sukkim when he says Yishalu Ishla Re'eyu Re'eyu was normally a eat. He was already Megayre. He was already Megayre then. Okay, obviously it can only be if Yisroi was already ready Megayre, already become a eat. So here he's making a brichas. So he's making the brichas of Goyim. He's making on behalf of Klal Yisroel. And Klal Yisrael are Yotze. I think Shem Furish and Shulchan Aruch. I didn't check it up this time. They got an answer on me. I want to assume that Klal Yisrael did. In Shulchan Aruch, in the remote adds a condition that your chava or somebody else can make a brichas leim for you on your behalf, as long as it's you've had that solo which he lost in the remote is. But he's also got. If what happened to you, that he's not, you're not connected with the enemy, you don't know the enemy. He's not had the lashon hara is. Sorry, in birch ach asher gemalach ba'ona omen yotza. The Ramah says about the birch hashvach ba'yidor al toiv. You can make it. But the Ramah adds it's a birch hashvach ba'yidor al toiv as chaveiro shesomach. So that's the condition to the whole you can make for Yenim. That's Gewaltig Geschmack at the Briskel, why the Torah says Vayichad Yisroi. Yisrael was about to make a brichas seidah for Klal Yisrael and be moitzi Klal Yisrael, but there's a condition. So we're taking on that he was. Oh, but he's got to be happy with Klal Yisrael's hatzol. If he's cringing for the tzoros of Mitzrayim, he's not so excited about all this. Is toying the chnisht according to the shitzer mos? Amazing of the biskov. That's why the pasuk says vayichad Yisrael as a hakadoma to what happened to Yisrael was b'simcha. But Yisrael is b'simcha al kol atoyv ashos Hashem Yisrael ashitzi al Mitzrayim. Therefore, it makes sense that. That his brichas haidah to meitzi Klal Yisrael worked.
Sorry, it didn't change the sense of Ravina Borach Kalelion. He said the word Borach.
Cash on the Gemara.
Oh, no,
the Gemara.
Yeah,
it's the Gemara. All right, I don't know.
When we get there.
Yeah, but brilliant.
All right.
There's always been in this week's parasha Rechaima Kodesh, Poshta Rechaima Kodesh, which I find amazing. But Rechaima Kodesh up by the parasha. Of capital chapter Yutes Posuk Zion and Ches, which Avinu is coming back one day after the other, talking to Klal Yisrael, telling him that the Rebbeinu wants him to get ready for Matan Torah. Vayove Posuk Zion, Vayove Moshe, Vayikro leZikne Hom. He spoke to the Zikne Hom. Vayosen Lifneim is called Dvorim Oele Asher Tzivah Hashem. Told the Zikne Hom. When all the message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Kabbalah Satayra, the Rebbeinu is often ready to give Torah to Klal Yisrael. So he's speaking to who? To the Zikney Om. Vayanu kol om yachtov yeim lekvila shidiv Hashem nasa. So the Klal Yisrael responds. So he doesn't quite ask the question of the Rebbeinu. It's clear that's the point he's addressing. He's talking to Zikney Om, and Klal Yisrael answers back. Speak when you're spoken to, right? What's happening here? What happened here? He's speaking to the Zikne Om, and why did Moshe Rabbeinu speak to the Zikne Om? Why didn't he tell the message over to the Klal Yisrael? He's cagey here. What's happening? So the Chaim, Pshat Nifla, Mita Gavaldigo Yisof, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu, sometimes there's no room for any errors. This had to be right. The Gantz of Tachlis Habriya, the whole world was created for Klal Yisrael, they should keep Torah Mitzvahs. So Moshe Rabbeinu is coming down from the mountain, ready to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael, and he's scared that some people might, Klal Yisrael Tzadam, we've always got some differences of opinion, and some might say this, and some might say 1 second, and let me think about it. So first Moshe Rabbeinu had a plan. So Moshe Rabbeinu, the Nischakin Moshe, stays in Rechaim HaKodesh, with a plan. How does he make sure we get it right straight away? So he comes and he talks to Klal Yisrael, where it seems to Klal Yisrael were there, but he speaks to the Zikney Om. Talks to them, not to Klal Yisrael. And the reason why he talked to them, so they convinced them, with the Zikney Om, he wasn't so scared about, they would refuse. And the Zikney Om should speak to Klal Yisrael and make sure that everybody's masking and give over the message of Torah, what it means in Kabbalah Torah, the you broke and everything. So this is what's happening. Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to the Zikney Om and Klal Yisrael the hearing. So the Rechaim HaKodesh, the Klal Yisrael, chapped what's going on here. And they saw that Moshe Rabbeinu is the only he's talking to them because he just wants. So the response of Klal Yisrael was, Vayanu kol miyachtav. They realized he's talking to them and Dafi doesn't want to talk to us. Mela, we haven't got what answer. He's only talking to the Zikney Om because he's scared that we will hold back, we will demur, we won't be so sure about it. Klal Yisrael together, Bayanu Kolom, Yachdom, all together responded with a Kol Asher Divrei Hashem Nasa. So this is all the plan, what happened here. And Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned, obviously he's concerned, Al Peter Chaim was, Bayanu Kolom, Yachdom, Klal Yisrael were not. He said, don't worry about it, we see what you're worried about, but there's nothing to worry about, we all want the Torah. Then the Rechaim HaKodesh adds such beautiful words. He says, he takes the words, we know that Klal Yisrael reached the Madrega here of incredible Achdus. And the Rechaim earlier on in the earlier Pasuk says that's one of the preconditions Klal Yisrael over Achdus. So the Rechaim, think about this, there were 600,000 people here, no pre-rehearsed choir master, What words to use, what to say. You say in such words, it, everybody at the same moment, nobody before, nobody after, everybody at the same time, everybody the same words. It's the achdus. Just think about it. The achdus that was going on in Klal Yisrael was something of a complete different level. We don't hear it. Has such achdus ever been repeated? And our Chaim finishes off. He says, Ashrei ha'olam sha'umo zu b'soicha. The world should be happy to have a Zion nation that are capable of showing such incredible actus as Nishnah. They have the same idea. They're so actus, they say the same words at the same moment. Nobody says it over in a different word. Everybody said the same four or five words. That's an actus on a completely, not everybody's getting on with each other. It's much, much, much higher level of actus. Ashrei ha'olam sh'umah zu b'seicha. Halavai, we could be able to repeat such a level of actus. Korah. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.
Oh, yeah.